Welcome back, everybody. I'm Elise Gling, sitting in for Anna DeVlantes today and tomorrow. So glad that you could join us here on the station. You can find me online, thinkglink.com. We have Ed Obradovich with us on the phone today. Hey, Ed, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Elise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And Happy New Year.
Nice to be here and nice to be talking to you and wishing everybody a healthy and prosperous 21. Well, we've had so much bad luck in this country in all different walks of life. Enough is enough already. Let's get positive.
Well, I think it's a positive step that we are going to the playoffs, right? Bears are going?
I should have finished by saying there's one negative.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy few last 3 years here have really been really different. Really, really different. And I think what problem lies, obviously, with a general manager and with a head coach. We went 8-8 last year. 8-8. You know how many teams we beat out of those 8 wins with a winning record last year? 2. You know, we went 8-8 this season. You know how many teams we beat with a winning record? 1.
Doesn't sound like our the general manager's in good shape there.
Well, I'll be honest with you, if he's back for another season, that's going to be a mystery to a lot of people. But, boy, when you get to this game, they had the opening drive. They got it on their own 40. They caught a good break first second of the game. They get their first and 10 on their own 40, 14 plays. They go down and put a touchdown on. But, boy, after that, it was a mess. We had no pass rush, and I remember in the second quarter, Green Bay threw a touchdown, and we rushed 4 down linemen, and we had 7 in pass coverage, 7 back there, and they couldn't stop Aaron Rodgers. And the key to beating the Green Bay Packers defensively, you've got to get into Aaron Rodgers' face. Not necessarily do you have to get there and sack him. You got to get in his face. You got to rough him up a little bit. And here's the thing that I said last week, Elise. If you have your 3 down or 4 down linemen that are rushing and they're not getting to them, go to plan B. Start blitzing with your linebackers. That doesn't work. Go to plan C. Start blitzing your strong safety, your weak safety, your cornerbacks, and go after Rodgers. Make him move out of that pocket. Get in his face. We did not do it. Aaron Rodgers, Elise, was in passing, the first 2 quarters, the first half, he was 10 for 10. 155 yards. His passer rating was 158.3.
That's 158.3.
You can't get any higher.
Yeah.
It's impossible. And then he comes back in the third and fourth quarters, and it's very depressing. When I think we have some talent still left on the defense to get the job done, and they're just not getting it done. Now, I don't know what it's going to take, but I'll tell you what. Players have to take a long look at it themselves, but at least I know what I'm talking. I'm telling you, these coaches, you talk about taking a hard look at yourself and offensively, how you're game planning from game to game, from quarter to quarter, and defensively your game plan the same way. It's failing. And it's failing miserable. We've had for the last 4 years a defense that Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, put together that you can win a Super Bowl with. And it started the last half of last season. The great Dan Hampton and I, we saw it. We saw it. Uh-oh, here we go. They were on top. They could do a lot of things. It's starting to slide. This year, it fell apart. We are no longer an elite defense. The guys that we're paying millions and 20 million, 25 million a year to play 16 games, they're missing in action. They're not showing up. I don't want to say who they are, but they know who they are.
I got to ask you something, Ed. Why do you think it is that they're not showing up to play their 16 games? Because to your point, boy, this is a whole lot of money.
Well,
why do you think they haven't shown up?
It's coaching. That's exactly where it falls. Right on the coach. You got a head coach. You got an offensive coordinator, a defensive coordinator. You got quarterback coaches. I mean, you've got a tight ends coach, you've got a wide end coach, you've got a coach coaching a running back, a fullback coach. You got coaches on top of coaches. The only one thing our coaches are doing, they're not putting these kids in a position to win. And why do I say that? Because we're 8-8 again for the second time, and we cannot beat a team with a winning record. The records, the numbers show it. I'm not making this stuff up.
So, what is there any hope at all for the playoffs? I mean, should we all just not tune in? It feels like there's got to be some, maybe something we can do to beat the Saints.
Elise, there is. Get a game plan. Be aggressive. Stop throwing two-yard outs. And when you get in the red zone, throw the ball into the end zone. When I saw, I tell you what, Sunday, what they did, they would not, when they got into the red zone, I can't count one time where they threw a pass into the end zone. And they were down there, what, four times? And then with under 2 minutes to go and we're behind by, what, 15, 20 points or whatever it is, and with about, again, less than 2 minutes ago, about a minute and 30 or 40 seconds ago, and you're trying to throw a 2 foot out to one of our receivers, why didn't you try throwing it to him in the end zone?
Well, Kevin, do you have a question for Ed?
Sure. Hey, OB, first of all, Happy New Year. Good to talk to you. That play you're referring to had me screaming at the TV when you had David Montgomery, who was battling all day, fighting for every inch, and he had about half a yard to go, and it was yours. They had 6 fourth downs, converted 5 yesterday. They decided to run some sort of sweep play action out route to the short side of the field and didn't work out. I'm curious, OB, how much of what the McCaskies do moving forward has been impacted or affected by the Bears? I guess what I'm asking is, did the Bears making the playoffs save Ryan Pace's job? Did it save Matt Nagy's job? Do you expect major change this offseason, or do you think that, you know, the team saying, well, we were a playoff team for the second time in 3 years, does that change their mindset?
No, you got to look at the whole situation here, okay? What's been going on since Pace has been a general manager? The guy's been giving away millions of dollars, bringing free agents in that are not working out. How about his number one draft choices? Well, he gave up a lot of them to get Mac, but how about before that? You talk about bust outs, and you can't have a general manager that goes here for 6 years and he keeps missing and keeps giving $1 million away. You can't have a quarterback, a head coach, who can't figure out how to get in from the red zone, how to get into the end zone. And that's, Kevin, that's exactly what's happening. I don't know how any other way to tell you or to give you an answer. It's right in front of you. I mean, my God, how in the hell, when you're in the red zone, do you not even try to throw a pass into the end zone? My God, what is this guy thinking about?
Ed, I got to tell you, we have a text from 224, and it says, God bless Ed. Thank you, OB, for speaking the truth. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Find out who it is. I'm going to send him.
You could send him like a wreath.
I'll send him a Rolls Royce.
There you go. A really little one. All right. Last, we have to go, Ed, but who do you think is going to win? We're going to win? We're going to beat the Saints? Yes, or no?
The one thing I do know, once you get into the playoffs, you know, all bets are off. You know, the bounce of the ball, and the Bears do get a lot of good bounces. And so, yeah, do they have a chance? Yes. But you talk about the perfect game, the perfect passing game, the perfect running game, which means the perfect blocks on runs, the perfect blocks on keeping our quarterback upright, the wideouts getting released, getting separation defensively, the down front three, down front four, they've got to get to the passer, linebackers cease the run at the line of scrimmage, and our cornerbacks and free and weak safety cover people. Get up and hit them, and when you go to tackle them, put your arms around them. Don't throw a roadblock into them, and hopefully they'll fall over you and they go down. Tackle them. And we all have to do that. Now, if we can do that, do we have a chance of winning? Yes, we do. And I don't think that's too much to be asking kids on both sides of the ball. Hey, defense, tackle, hit them hard, get to the quarterback, cover, offense, block, pass downfield, go into the end zone, put points on the board. I don't think it's a lot to ask.
All right. OB, you are the best. Everybody listen to OB and Dan Hampton on Tuesday nights. We have a lot of really nice comments, and so glad you could spend some time with us today. Go Bears.
Well, Elise, thank you so much. And yeah, Tuesday night, 7 to 10. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, OB.
Bye.
We're going to.